You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Okay, so I am joined now by George and Claire. So how'd your talk go?
Very well, thank you. It was a really great crowd. They were all really interested and engaged. So it's just great to be here and speaking to the future generation of the radio industry.
Absolutely. I think from our point of view, we've spent so much time talking to advertisers, talking to agencies who are advancing their careers and very cynical. It's actually very refreshing for us to come and talk to people with so much enthusiasm and so much they want to learn. And that's just a fantastic sign for the future of the industry, I think.
So what is Radio Centre?
Big question.
Well, Radio Centre is the trade body for commercial radio. So we are funded by the major groups across the UK, people like Global and Bauer. And it's really our role to provide emotional and rational reasons for why advertisers should invest in commercial radio as an advertising platform.
Okay. And so pretty much everyone here is from student radio. So an important question is, how do you make that transition? What is the biggest tip you've got for that transition?
Well, I think I've come from student radio, and I know a lot of people now working as presenters, as producers, as journalists in the radio industry, and it's purely from, first of all, having that great student radio experience, making the most of it, doing as many different creative projects as you can, because, you know, when you're at student radio, you've got an opportunity to do things that you will not be able to do once you've broken out. You will not be able to come up with an idea and run with that idea. And it's these sorts of things which really make you stand out when it's in terms of looking for a career or that first job in broadcasting. And it's really about plucking away because, you know, people go for work experience somewhere and that either opens the door internally or people then will take you in because you've got other work experience, other radio stations. So I think it's just about going to stations. If that's what you want to do, going to stations, getting as much experience as you possibly can and running from then. And just plugging it as much as you possibly can.
Anything to add to that?
Well, I think from my point of view, radio is something that I did definitely not consider when I was a student. It was an unknown world to me. But now that I've been working in the industry for 4 or 5 years, I just see that it's an incredible place for young people to learn an awful lot about the world of media generally. It's a fantastic launch pad for a career. So I think whether you are thinking about a career in radio or you're interested in other channels and working in the media, it's a fantastic starting point. And I wish everyone the best of luck if they choose to take that path.
So for the people who couldn't make it today, or for those who have been and need a quick refresher of your talk, how would you do that? A quick fire summary of the talk you've just done.
So, Claire, you do your bit and then I'll do my bit.
Ricky Gervais, finger up the bum.
Wow.
Say no more. How can I follow that? Well, I gave some helpful, hopefully helpful tips to stations to take back, all about really some commercial ideas about how to make your station an asset to student life, how to be a resource, and in order to do so, build a great social platform which you can then bring in listeners to listen online and then hopefully live as well.
I think I'd totally win that, by the way.